When the tempos get faster, things get different. This is at 180, same song, There Is No Greater Love. And the student is, it's just outside her comfort range, which is what I want. So we can give her some tips on how to do it. All right, so the first thing is, obviously you have to be comfortable with the chord changes. You know, so yes, you might have to practice those separately or something. But in general, you know these chords. So you don't have to hit every chord. That's number one, first suggestion. If you miss a chord, you miss a chord. No big deal. Everybody else in the band, your soloist, hopefully will know. If they're that dependent on every single chord being struck and they can't play, otherwise that's not someone you want to play with. The next thing is you treat each bar like two beats instead of four. Some people count on two and four. Some teachers advocate that students should tap on two and four. I don't. I'm from the Hal Galper school, which says one and three, baby. Because according to his book, Forward Motion, I think it's Hal Galper, G-A-L-P-E-R. He's a pianist. He says when you tap on two and four, it gives you a false sense of swing. It'd be better to do it on one and three. And another reason I like one and three is that if you do polyrhythmic stuff, it's super hard to do it when you're tapping on two and four. You know, it's hard enough to do polyrhythmic stuff when you're tapping on one and three. So that's my spiel about that. So treat each thing like two bars instead of one, two, three, four, one, two, three. You're trying to hang on for dear life. Just go one, two, one, two, two. My foot is going. Sorry, ding. See that? All right, so try it. Let's try it together. One, two, one, two, three. On your own, keep going. Nice. How did that feel? It's hard for you to tap on one and three, you mean?
No, just two beats.
On one and three?
Yeah, one and three.
So what do you prefer? All four beats?
Yeah. And I think I do that on the piano, too.
Tap all four beats?
Yeah.
All right. So, it's fine. It's fine, but it does slow you down. What if the tempo was even faster than this? What if the tempo was 200... like something where you just can't tap your foot. That can we go to 220 instead of 180? Let's just. So what would you do there in terms of your foot? You're doing one and three. See, you're doing it. So my answer to that is that's fine. If it's slow enough, if 180 was slow enough that you could tap all four, go right ahead. But be careful that it might slow you down. There's no metronome. So let's try a 220. You know, you're tapping on two. what the comping style is. If they change the, like the, if I pull up a fast jazz style.
Alright,
here's a style called Blazing Bebop Piano Trio. That's funny. And the tempo range is like 260. So just listen to what the piano does. Let's just listen to this for a second. What does the piano play at that tempo? Part to me was there's probably an average of like 1.5 onsets per bar. Namely, he's either playing, I'm assuming it's a he, doesn't, we don't know, it's a computer thing. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Like I don't know if you can tell, but I'm doing either one, like one chord in a bar, 1, 2, 3, 4. Or two. So it's very relaxed. He's only hitting, think about that, over four bars, and at an average of 1.5 per bar, that's only six like hits for four bars. That's very, and that's what you would think would happen, so that in order to not do that much work. So if it's, so that will be an interesting experiment. Can we do that, just me and you? We're at 260. And I'm gonna set this metronome at 130. This is 2 and 4. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Could keep going to 1, 2, 3. Terrific. Nice use of space. So if you can play at 260 comfortably, you're definitely going to be able to play at any tempo. I mean, we should find the upper range, but that's a whole nother...
Yeah, I was only playing, I was just playing on the one.
You're playing on a lot of ones. Okay, so then it would be a question of, can you play at that tempo? And this is the last thing I'll do. Play at that tempo with all the other things. So, bouncing long and short, and swing, and silence, and playing, and on and off the beat, and a header behind the chord. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Hopefully there was a mix.
Why did you choose to set it on the metronome on 2 and 4?
To give me a feeling of swing. Mm-hmm. If you set it on 1 and 3, it's interesting. I know I was saying earlier to tap on 1 and 3, but I like the metronome on 2 and 4 because it mimics a hi hat. When you're playing a jazz setting, the hi hat's going to be on 2 and 4. Listen to them. It's always the way it is. So it mimics a hi-hat, basically, when you do that. Even in rock, when you're playing a fast tempo in rock. It's the same thing, but it'd be the snare drum that's doing that instead of the hi-hat. My sister was asking me, how do you know how to count? I'm digressing a little bit. She was asking me, how do you know whether, when you have a song like that, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And I said, well, a big clue is what the hi-hat is doing or the snare. If it's rock, you listen to the snare. If it's jazz, you listen to the hi-hat. And it's always on 2 and 4, almost always on 2 and 4. Make sense? Mm-hmm. So you did a great job. So